Republic of Texas Radio. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. It's what, June 18th, 2017? Year's going by quick over there, folks. Hey, there's a lot of stuff going on since the last time we came to the air, and, you know, I don't really know where to start. And, you know, last week we talked a lot about, well, actors in Hollywood and the, well, the storytellers. You know, Hollywood really was part of a thing that was born. How did that come about again? I mean, when you look at it, you remember the stage people, you know, the name of them? They'd get up there and they'd put on wigs and they'd dance on a stage and they'd, you know, make you laugh, make you forget about stuff. And then motion pictures came along and, you know, now that's all we do. Of course, we do stage stuff, and we'll get into that again. You know, our society hasn't evolved that much. But motion pictures, or movies, as we like to call them, they're kind of a staple now. We have, like, TV and all that stuff. It is 2017, right? Get ready for virtual reality, folks. It's right there. It's on the back door, and it's making its way into your house $100 at a time. Give it a few years, and it'll be there. But anyways, for now, we're just going to talk about movies. Anyways, let's bring on the folks real quick. Let's hang on to that for a second. I went to see a movie this week, and, it was part of a particular series of movies that I enjoyed an awful lot. Now, when I say I enjoy a movie, I say I see a movie, it's entertaining, and it has a good moral fabric in it. Cars has always been one of those series. You know, Cars 1, the first thing that comes out, you got some... It's a kid's film. I get that. But it does have some moral value to it. It talks about the journey of a man. You know, a person that does really well for himself. It's a great thing to be telling kids about, right? You know, that whole story is just wonderful. So Cars 1, I guess they'd call it at this point. This fancy-ass race car, you know, drives really good, too dang cocky, you know, gets in trouble. You know, he's just a total jerk, and then he finds some people that actually care about him, and, you know, yeah, violins are playing and all whatnot. So it was really good. And at the end, right, the hero, in this case, the car, he learned something. He learned that friends matter and people, he needed people. I'm like, okay, there's some good ethics there. Cars 2, right? You know, Cars 2 comes along and it's like, oh, man, how are they going to deal with that? When are they going to kill it? Because a lot of times Hollywood likes to go too far, and they'll kill something. They'll kill it just because, well, they're idiots. That's pretty much why Hollywood does that. They get all wrapped up with whatever agenda they've got going on, and they kill it. Well, no, this time Cars 2, it comes out, and they have this whole spy thing going on, getting all sideways, and, you know, and it's okay because that had a good ethical base as well. It talked about, you know, the importance of friends and taking care of friends. And there you go. What do you have? Fun movie, good ethical base, right? Something that's got meat. Well, this last one, you know, it was fun. Got to say that, right? I saw Cars 3 on opening day. You know, I haven't done that opening day crap for a long time since, what, Return of the Jedi, Star Wars. You know, I'm an old geek. Sorry, guys. But Cars 3, you know, fabulous story, but the ethical base, not too sure what they... I know what they were trying to tell me. I'm a white guy, I've been oppressing women, and I've been oppressing black people for a long time, and it's time for me to get out of the way and, you know, help the white woman or the woman, because they can drive a car as fast as I can. You know, ethically speaking, guys... You missed the mark on that one. At least that's my opinion. Feminist drivel, maybe that's a good word for it. But it still was a car series. You know, it's just It's just sideways. Anyways, now I'll bring on the guys. Hey, good morning, Doc. Are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Hey, you ever watch those Cars things?
A little. A lot more when the grandkids are around and when I was raising kids, we saw all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess it's a genre thing. You know, where, you know, I got kids, and so that dang thing plays a lot, and I'll even play the thing just to chill out.
Yeah, I think that it's a time where you can escape reality for a little while and just smile and relax.
I'm pretty sure Alan doesn't have a dang clue what I'm talking about, do you, Alan?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the cute little Cars. I can't say that I've seen two, but I think I've seen Cars 1 or something like that at some point, or at least seen the gist of it.
See it in Arabic?
More than likely.
Yeah, Alan listens to the radio and watches Galaxy 19, so that's free-to-air satellite, folks. You can actually get a free-to-air satellite system and, you know, listen to RBN directly off the satellite. You don't have to listen to the, you know, the internet streams or the FM radio, AM radio, or whatever you're using. You know, it's kind of neat. And you get some TV channels. So, but I thought it was fascinating because, you know, that movie Cars, I was looking forward to it since last year because I thought they did such a great job. And I always get scared. I really do. Whenever I see something that I really like and they keep doing because I wait for them to screw it up. And Hollywood, man, they've got this track record, Alan. They can screw up anything. You know, they try to everything, and it's sad. So when they kill something, let's say they do part one, then part two, and say, enough, we're not doing it ever again. Do you believe them? It's almost like a politician opened their mouth. I don't know. Maybe I didn't need to go off on Cars, but I think it was kind of important because, you know, the corporate
it's
media.
Like anything else. Anything else. They take a good concept, a good principle, you know, something that has moral value to it, and then, like you said, they slip something in that twists it and perverts it, you know, and what does that do to children who see that? You know, that's the bad thing, because children don't know to, you know, to be able to recognize, you know, the twists and turns that they take and the manipulation they're trying to achieve.
That's true. You know, and role models, I think, should be realistic, you know, and what we have nowadays is this hyper-fantasyized, you know, reality. Alan, you know what I'm talking about. It's the, okay, fight scene. Ready, set, I kick you in the face, I jump on the ceiling, and then I walk on the wall, and then I punch you, right? It's like, well, that's not real. And everybody goes, wow, how'd they do that? What a wonderful film job. What kind of camera do you think they used? Or, you know, that crazy stuff, but it's not reality. But somehow it's been burned into their head as a reality. Maybe it's just by the fact that it went onto the movie screen. That's why it is actually real. So they're the reality manufacturers. That's the word that I like to use. And they're scripting just about everything that goes on in this reality. Now, so take a look at the world that we live in today. You know, today we have corporate media, right? You call it mainstream media, whatever, right? That are actively promoting violence. And they've been doing it for quite some time. Now, it's not violence against, us, they, them, those that won't leave us alone. It's violence against each other. They sit there and try to tell us that the white people hate the black people, and the brown people hate the white people, and the blue people hate the purple people, right? And they incite violence. They've got this one group that's so worked up that's kind of getting troubling to me, right? They call them the left, right? And they literally, I didn't know. I thought this was a dig towards them. They call themselves social justice warriors. And one of the, I just saw that in print on a company's bio, right? That they say, we define ourselves as a social justice company. I'm like, on what? I thought that was something that we used to make fun of you. But no, they actually believe that they're doing something with this social justice stuff. Anyways, maybe I just did a great disservice by picking that fight. But what do you think, Alex?
I've got a cousin that works in the film industry, and she came home one time, and she was talking about, you know, how the poor polar bears are drowning and everything, and she was proud that the company that she worked for, you know, bought carbon credits, and I knew I couldn't win the argument because of the indoctrination she had received. So it's one of the few times where I just, you know, for family's sake, I just had to kind of melt to the background.
Yeah, I know. Well, we don't melt to the background on Sunday morning, do we, Alan? Well, actually,
not very often.
you're kind of chomping at the bit, by the way, Sam. You're going to have to, is that Sam or did Ken just get in? You're going to have to keep, hey, Ken. Okay, Ken's in. And Ken, hey, hang by the mute button because Alan has told me that I might have to cut him off later, but I don't think that's going to happen. You know, he's been chomping at the bit this week and tasting a lot of blood as he talks to people walking through the streets. And when I say that, I just mean he's biting his tongue just way too hard, and we don't really want you to do that. But let's get back to the social justice warriors and whatnot. Last week I saw a video, and it was quite telling. As this black gentleman, whatever, walked up on the social justice warriors or the confused ones. Okay, let's get that straight. The ones we talk about a lot lately, I'll use the word snowflake, and I get it. I probably shouldn't use the word snowflake because that is a term of polarity, and it doesn't get me anywhere, but I love it. Got to bite my tongue and stop doing that because these snowflakes or Antifa, right, will sit there and gather in little clumps or big clumps and beat up on people, right, with masks on. And they're all dressed in black, and they feel, well, I don't know. Alex Jones and his crew like to refer to it as LARPing, L-A-R-P, live action role playing. Right. So they dress up in these clothes and they go out and they interface with cops and throw bricks at people and try to hit them and, well, call people names. They call them racist. They call them fascist. They have no clue of what the person actually stands for. They have no insight, but they cause harm. Right. And so it's kind of like a pastime of a particular group or genre of individuals that have been deceived in our reality. And they, you know, they're like, Antifa! You know, it's like, dude, really? Okay. So I saw a particular video of some of these folks over there in Washington State, where there's a group about six or eight little Antifas are, you know, hanging out doing their, you know, we're going to put on our black clothes and our little masks and we're going to wave our flags. Yay. And this black guy walks up and goes, hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, shut up. He goes, what? Shut up. I don't want to hear from you. Shut up. And they're just sitting there egging on him, right? And this other guy is sitting there telling him, shut up, shut up, shut up. I don't want to hear your voice. I'll shut you up if you don't shut up, and blah, 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 blah. And finally, the white guy takes a swing at the black guy, and boom, and then the black guy takes a swing at the white guy. And, well, wow, it wasn't a white guy. It was actually a white girl. Look like a girl, but you saw it with the stretchy pants as the girl hit the ground, right? And there's cops all over the place, and she was definitely egging him on, and she took the first swing, but he finished it. But something in that social justice warrior made her think that she was stronger than this, you know, this male, right? So we got this feminism thing, and she's seen one too many, you know, movies are, you know, about women, you know, kicking butt and taking names and flying choppers and planes, you know, and they can fly choppers and planes, but they don't have as much muscle mass, but she thought she did, you know. But the Antifa folks are just, well, they're beaten into, they're not beaten. I think they're playing. I really do. I think they have a break in reality, and maybe I shouldn't be saying that because, again, now I'm polarizing, right? I'm telling people that, well, they have a break in reality, and I don't. Maybe I do, right? I definitely do because I've seen the world and I've seen the news around me, and I experienced Fukushima in its glory, and I still understand that that's there. So where's that schism? You know, is Fukushima over? It's never over, folks. But we got these actors out there, and they're playing the game, and things like Antifa, stirred on by, George Soros and his ilk. You know, we never know. But we have to get past this. And how do we get past this is my big thing. Because this week, as we're going forward, we're dealing with a lot of important things. You know, the publicly funded killing of Donald Trump as Caesar in the park, right? You know, that wouldn't have been tolerated during the Obama regime. You wouldn't be allowed to kill Obama. Nope. But you'd be allowed to kill Trump. Well, this week, there was a couple bloggers, right, you know, and they're, they actually consider them working for their website. It's called The Rebel. Let me grab that that website really quick. It's not here. Oh yeah, here it is. It's therebel.media. So they got pissed off, right? These two reporters are two, well, maybe they're social justice warriors too. I don't know. Maybe I am. I just don't use that moniker. But regular people to me, you know, as I was looking at it. But these two individuals got up there and, decided that they were going to interrupt this publicly funded simulation of killing, you know, Donald Trump, right? Shakespeare in the Park, they call it, except they killed Donald Trump. And so they got up there, and she started yelling, where the heck is it? Stop the leftist violence. Okay, really? Okay, stop the leftist violence. Now, you're sitting there in the park, right? And there's a stage up there, and you're portraying killing Donald Trump. And everybody that's gathered is sitting there going, yeah, we're going to see the kill of Donald Trump version of Shakespeare, okay? This is great. We're just, like, so good. And what is that all about? Where's their heads? You know, that's just a mean and a nasty and terrible thing. What are they even thinking? And she gets up there, because I don't know, was it a publicity stunt? And says, stop the leftist violence, right? You know, okay, great. And of course, they get her off stage, and her friend, her colleague, you know, he jumps up and he says to them, Goebbels would be proud, you're a Nazi crowd. And of course, they didn't like that. They don't like to see themselves as the hate mongers. But the truth is, they are. And I don't know what to do about it. Doc, you've seen, you know, what's been going down with all this hate and fear. And, you know, am I fanning the flames when I'm talking about this stuff?
No.
We need to find a better way. Go on.
No, you're right on the money. And I don't know why the people that they call the left are so quick to buy all this crap. I mean, Donald Trump hasn't been in office very long at all, and they're working so hard to discredit anything he could possibly do, and they believe all the negatives, and like you said, some of this stuff could have never happened during the Obama administration.
And that's the music. We'll be right back. Welcome to Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Republic of Texas Radio. We're talking about, social justice warriors, I guess, is what they call themselves, or Antifa, or, well, just the state of our reality. And I was just talking to Doc a little bit about, you know, how I don't know how to approach this at this point. We've got severe unrest, I guess, in the corporate United States of America. I'm about Texas independence for sure. But at this point, there's a lot going on in the United States. It's almost like it's unraveling and how to deal with that. Now, Doc and I were talking about, you know, the communications vector. If I use the word snowflake, yeah, I love it. That's not necessarily a good thing because I've used that out in the open, and I literally around my house, people are like, you shouldn't use that. I don't like being called a snowflake. That's just mean. So is that a good thing, Doc? What do you think? Should I stop that? We've done this before. I've asked you the question. Where are you at?
Well, it shouldn't mean anything to anybody.
Unless it does.
Taking offense.
You
have to let that kind of stuff offend you, and you have to try to make yourself fit that. And that's what I'm confused about today. It's almost like the people that are controlling all this are trying to start a war.
Exactly. It is like that. And, Alan, what do you do if you know that somebody is trying to do something and you don't agree with that other person's point of view.
Well, you just go up and hide in a corner with your blankie and suck your thumb, Steve. Isn't that the proper response nowadays?
I guess it's a safe space with the blankie. Yeah. But my point is kind of this. You know, so if that's what they want, we don't want that, right? I mean, as much as it sounds neat, I mean, I really like the idea that some guy decked one of those Antifa guys because they thought that, you know, they're all cool, I'm all dressed in black, and you can't tell who I am, and I'm playing play up or dress up or whatever I'm playing. And whack, you're down on the ground. Yeah, I like that. But you got to resist that, is what I'm saying, Alan. And, man.
Yeah, well, you know, Steve, none of us, I know none of us three want to be here doing what we're doing. You know, we don't want to be talking about, you know, what we see going on. But, you know, that's what is happening. So how do you not comment on it, you know, if you know that what's going on is not for most of the people around you, you know, true, good for the future? I mean, what do you do? You know, what else can you do?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, you know. Last week, when a lot of this stuff started going
down. Try to change the hearts and minds. You know, it's hard to break the programming that, you know, we are, not me, I can't say me, but we as a country, you know, have gotten to the point of where, you know, school is where our kids go. You know, there's no choice in it anymore. That's where they go. And we have no say-so, really, in what their education is, what they're being indoctrinated with. You know, and that's the hard thing. That's where it all comes from. You know, I mean, Goebbels, yeah, sure. You know, he said, you know, give me control of your children, and I can do whatever I want to in a couple of generations.
Mm-hmm. And they've continued that, and that's where we are. So, I just got a little bit of a message from Dave here. The chat room's down, folks. I don't know what happened to it. It went down last week, and it's down. So basically, we're flying blind. You can go over to the RBN chat room. It's over at rbnlive.chattango.com. That'll probably work. CFR is out there. He says to go to our chat room, but our chat room don't work. So, whatever. Yeah, Goebbels would be proud. They'd be proud of all the manipulation that our society has gone through. Now, last week, it was a particularly, you know, I wouldn't say it was a big news week. I did, the biggest thing that happened was maybe something big did happen. There's a building over in England or the UK that caught fire. And a whole bunch of people died, right? But then there's also whiffs or, you know, rumors out there that four buildings caught fire. And these aren't accidents, and they were intentionally done. That's a big thing. Hold on, folks. We'll bring it all back together. Public of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's CalmMind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. CalmMind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Well, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio, talking about the world around me today. And it's kind of scary. You know, as I go through the week, I see these little blips. You know, there's a tower on fire, building inferno again. You know, these big sky-rise buildings, right? They do catch flames from once in a while. And I don't want to make too much light of, or you know, a big fire that killed a lot of people, and that sucks, right? You know, they shouldn't do that, right? Build crap tinder boxes, you know, but that's something else. I heard one guy say while the fire was raging, we expect it to fall down. I said, really? You really don't get it, right? Buildings don't fall down because of fire, period. Right? Never happened. You know, never happened. Okay. Three buildings fell because of fire, but not really. You know, and those were all in 2001, you know, September 11th.
Yeah, and one building was basically a guy standing inside there with a big lighter in his hand, from all indications.
Alan, he had the childproof safety thing off. So, you know, okay. it was a safety bick. I don't know. But anyway, so they're all blind, right? You know, the people, the guy that sat there and, you know, the news actually quoted him, that just a stander by said, we expect it to fall any time. And I'm like going, really? Somebody expects a steel building to fall from fire? Huh? you've never done the math, obviously, and I have. You know, I remember that whole 9/11, you know, trying to dig and get your head around the fact that two planes hit, you know, two buildings and three buildings fell down. How'd that happen? Can a plane actually crash that? Well, no, it was designed to take a plane. Anyways, getting sideways, and I don't want to go down 9/11, but it happened this week. We had another burning building, and that could be, you know, an arson thing. That's one angle on the fires out there in Britain, that somebody, some kind of arsonist, and, you know, there's been rumors that it's, I don't know. Let's watch and see. But meanwhile, I'm sitting here watching all these people at my home front, you know, going to Shakespeare in the Park, bring my cheese and wine, let's see Donald Trump die, right? It's like going, really, guys? And then I saw two guys actually get up there and stop it, right? And stop it for a minute and try to get those guys, you know, to think about what they're saying. Maybe they didn't formulate their words. I kind of liked them, but that doesn't mean anything. And they said, well, we don't consider it free speech because they worked for a website. I look at the website and I go, really? They're me. They're Alan. They're Doc. They're Ken sitting behind the board. Sure, you know, we're affiliated to Republic Broadcasting. So, so that means that if I went up there and I jumped in front of Kill the Trump play, well, nah, he works for Republic Broadcasting. You know, define work, right? And why did they legitimize it? They legitimized it because they wanted to. Right, they're free speech. Those two individuals that stopped the Donald Trump killing play, well, they were counter protesting, I guess, and which is important. We all got to stand up. But this is all going around me, and the only thing that I keep thinking to myself is, you need more ammunition, right? You got to be able to protect yourself, because when these guys go crazy, it's trickling right now, and I'll go to Doc real quick because he's the optimist. Maybe he'll see, you know, that the world's really full of roses. But it's trickling right now, and we're simmering, I guess is the word. And I don't think the fire is down low, Doc. What do you think?
Well, no, it's not. It's really bad. And the problem with those two at that, Shakespeare in the Park thing was they kind of lowered themselves to what we've come to expect of the liberal left by going up there and protesting the way they did. The only way this ever gets better is to set an appropriate response and an example. And what they should have done is maybe stood outside and handed out a flyer that says, do you think this is good, you know, having a play where we're killing our president? I mean, they handled it. They let, like you said, it's ready to boil over. The water's ready to run over the dam. And they blew up, and they went up on stage and ended up getting arrested, and it serves no purpose.
It made me feel good, yeah, that they did that. And is that the wrong, you know, did that matter, Alan?
Well, I think your feeling is what a lot of people are feeling. They're so frustrated, and nobody knows what to do to get control of this runaway train. It has gotten absolutely ridiculous. If a conservative person is injured or anything happens that makes the news, they attack unbelievably evil. And if it's somebody that's a little more liberal and something comes up, it's just pushed aside. So it is vicious. It is well funded. And I don't know why they want to create a war. Nobody wins with what's going on.
I don't know. What do you think, Alan? Do you have an opinion?
Well, me being the question everything guy, believe nothing until you've got a little better idea. You know, I would question as to whether these people that got up and said, no, you're doing wrong, this is not right, could they have been hired to get up and do this to incite some of this to begin? Because, like I said, the people doing this to us know how we react. They know how to pluck on all of our strings. You know, if a string breaks, they're there to, you know, replace that string in a heartbeat with a string that works even better. So, you know, I question everything. You know, I was not there. I didn't know these people that stood up. They could be part of the problem. The whole thing could have been planned. You know, because they know what makes us tick. They know what sets people off. The rest of us out there are irate because they were killing Donald Trump on stage. You know, whether you like Donald Trump or not, you know, it's the wrong thing to do because you're supposed to respect the office of president, which is another thing I've got you know, issues with. But
right.
Yeah, you know, we've got the same thing going on here. It's a little more subtle than that. You know, they're not killing the president on stage, but, you know, I talked to you a little bit last night. I don't know if you want me to go into it, or you had something interesting that you were going to go into, too, you know, that what we heard on that Michael Herzog play the other evening, you know, about basically about the deep state, you know, the whole structure of it and who's involved in it. You want me to go ahead with visioning process moves ahead or dark sky conference talks limits or mom center services? You know, doing what the family, what the parents should be instilling in their children. You tell me where you'd like me to go, because I've got plenty to say.
I know there's a lot to be said, and I want to definitely touch on visioning here in a little bit. Wanted to go a little bit more towards the direction I've been going on. You know, the shattered state our consciousness is actually in. And I like that idea that, you know, the powers that be are pushing both directions, that the whole thing over there at Kill Trump in the Park was all staged, right? And nobody learned anything. You know, but because we normally have these things that happen. I'm going to bring you back to Evergreen, Alan. So Evergreen College out in Washington, right? They're like No White Guys Day, and everybody's upset, right? They do it for some social justice reason because the world would be better without white people or something, right? They're trying to teach a lesson, I guess, at the college. A lot of a lot of people are saying that they're just too loopy, right? Now, most people on the street will agree that, well, these schools are insane. They really don't have a good curriculum, that the kids come home with all, you know, stupid ideas in their head. And maybe that's not necessarily true, because if you're loopy and stupid in the head already, when your kid comes back loopy and stupid in the head, maybe you're like, yay, that's an education. He's now learned. Anyways, Evergreen rose up again last week, right, when this group. Now, here's one of the things, Alan, and I'll go to you, because this group decided that they were going to do a protest, right, and they're saying defund Evergreen Community College. What do they call it? The inmates have the asylum, and, you know, might as well shut it down. It's all crazy. Let's burn it. Let's do a Sandy Hook. Let's raise it. Bulldozers, the whole thing. Get gone, right? But there was just like, I don't know, a couple people, you know, under 100, and they called themselves Patriot Prayer. Dun, dun, dun. And so they showed up, and Patriot Prayer is in one corner, and Antifa is on the other corner. And they're all, you know, Antifa with their silly string is shooting, you know, silly string at Prayer. And I'm kind of like going, what am I? Is this some dang horse race? You know, why are these groups calling them things like Patriot Prayer? Now, that's more like what I expect, you know, Patriot Prayer, you know, prayer warriors, whatever. But it's insane. It's literally like a three-ring circus, Alan.
Well, you know, this whole thing out there at Evergreen apparently has been going on for a long time, except for this year they just decided to switch it. See, for like, supposedly, I've heard the quote of like 15 years, I heard this one person had been there, and it had been going on the whole time he was there. But all this other time, it was a voluntary thing that people of color chose not to be on campus, you know, that particular day, you know, to show their absence and what it would be like without black and brown people and yellow people and purple people and orange people all, you know, in the world on campus. And I guess that wasn't, you know, getting much response. So this year they decided for some reason to turn it to where whites cannot be on campus. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, if you call yourself a Jew, a Christian, a Catholic, or whatever. If you're a white, you know, you're off campus. You can't be here.
Right.
You know, so, you know, what made this change? You know, it's they weren't getting enough public, or they just wanted to stir things up and get a little more social unrest going. So, you know, they're trying to start a hot war, you know. Yeah, you know, the supposedly this one, actually, I think it was, you know, the guy who helped all this along agreed with all of it, you know. But then all of a sudden he wasn't allowed on campus, and he got a call from campus security saying, you know, you might want to stay off campus today because we see people running up and down the street, you know, looking in cars and stopping cars and looking in them, and they're looking for someone, and we've got a feeling it might be you, so you might want to stay off campus because we've been told to stand down. Okay? So what is going on? You know, they're trying to incite, they're trying to get the good people like us out there who don't want, you know, we're the last ones who would start any kind of a armed rebellion or anything like this, or want, really, you know, want to hurt anyone else unless, you know, us and ours are hurt or damaged. You know, they're trying to get, you know, incite the good people of this country to, okay, I've had enough, when's it going to stop? It's got to start somewhere, you know?
So Ken's in the background, you know, and he said what I, you know, one of my instincts is, he said, lock and load, right? You know, and that was a few minutes ago, probably to something else. But here's the thing. When you're playing chess, I can set you up in chess, you know, no problem. I'll put a piece up and you'll go, look, that's beautiful. I can just take that and there and, oh, my God. But you know where I'm going? I'm going sideways at you. So as you're playing chess, you move a piece and you say, look, isn't it going to be fun to take that? That's a rook. You can have the rook. And you go, well, what happens if I hit the rook? Well, we're playing this game of chess, and I don't know that Evergreen happened as an accident. Was it fully created? Well, it is the thing that's being swung at. And I think this group that they're called Patriot Prayer, you know, I think they're probably real because that's a pretty stupid name and it's very cheesy. And it only appeals to what? Crickets.
Then this makes the Patriots look like, you know, we hate black people, we hate white people. And think about this, because it's great you made this analogy, Steve, about the chess game. Because one of the people who, you know, one of the brilliant people, brilliance running towards evil, wrote a treatise called The Grand Chessboard. And by the name of Ziggy Brzezinski, you know. So, yes, they are playing games with us. It's a good analogy of the chess game there, you know. I move, you counter move, you know. It's they're using us as like chess, like pieces on a board game.
Yeah. And I just worry about that, right? Because, you know, at a time, you know, what you feel like reacting to a situation might not be the right way to react. Being reactionary, you know, it's not right. So we should plan our movements. Anyways, plan our movements towards the future that we want to get, right? I want to get to a future, you know, where people can be good to people again, right? Did that ever happen? I don't know. You know, when I was growing up, I thought everybody was pretty good to each other. It seems to like we've deteriorated as a society. It's happening on the local level. And I guess we can start going down that rabbit trail, Alan. You know, this whole international, you know, we're going to, you know, kumbaya, we're going to control you from, you know, our seat in the middle of the world government thing, right? And we're going to bark down orders from on high down to you, little peon, don't, you know. So we're under severe attack by these folks.
But it's subtle, Steve. Most of it is subtle. It's like, you know, what do you do when you have a 500 square mile area that is designated as the first dark sky reserve in the country, where they don't say what the limits will be? You know, will it get to the point of where if you walk out on your property in this 500 square mile reserve for the International Dark Sky Association and light a Bic lighter, you're going to have a SWAT team come in on you?
Yeah, I'm still unsure what a dark sky reserve is. They're saying Fredericksburg's going to become one of these dark sky reserves. Is that right, Alan?
Well, the 500 square mile area. Now, Steve, you can step out. I mean, I can remember, you know, when I was a child, being out here. You know, there was nights where you step outside and, you know, you could wave your hand, you know, 2 inches in front of your face, and you never knew that you had a hand on the end of your arm. You know, because the skies were dark. But as the cities grow, I walk outside now and I look towards Fredericksburg. You know, I'm outside. I can see the glow from Fredericksburg. I look towards Kerrville. I can see the glow from Kerrville. You can definitely see the glow from San Antonio. You can see the glow from Austin. And what I know will end up happening is that they will start saying, it's all you bad little people out there in the country, you know, with your lights on at your barn
with
or something
light
like that. That's causing all this light pollution. That's why we can't see the stars anymore. When all you have to do is look towards the major population centers that's causing all this crap. And if you got a brain in your head, you know that's where the light pollution's coming from.
Okay. Ready? Three. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. We're back. I'm talking to you from the, well, from the future of the 500 Mile Dark Skies Initiative, some dang thing like that. Agenda 21 is kind of like a real thing, and we all got to deal with it. And I don't know what exactly we're going to do about it, but it's kind of like Agenda 21 for a primer for you folks that don't understand it. It's a warm and fuzzy way to take over the world by the, well, global elite. And they do it, various little easy steps. And we just all go along with it. I don't understand why. I moved here into Fredericksburg, Texas, some years ago. What was that, 2008, somewhere in there. I think 2008. And I looked at a map, Alan, and it's what we call the Agenda 21 map. Now, the Agenda 21 map, for you guys that don't understand what it is, it's kind of like a bunch of different pictures, and it shows reserves and corridors and no use, highly regulated areas. And I tried to figure out where Fredericksburg was on the map. Was I going to be allowed to live here in the future? Because they're going to pretty much segment off humanity, and humanity, well, is human even a good word? Mankind, was that a good word? Dang. Anyways, me, person here, Steve, able to live there according to government, them, the ones that want to hurt me, they said that I can live in Fredericksburg, and now, Alan, you know, you found that they're planning on creating a dark sky reserve above our heads, or maybe in our house. We're kind of worried that Bic lighters might be banned at nighttime, so they can, you know, have a nice dark sky. Is that the gist of it there, Alan, or am I just getting it off?
Oh, yeah, you know, that's pretty much it. You know, it's like they say, dark sky community designation from the IDA. There's two of them. We've got Dripping Springs and Horseshoe Bay here, which Horseshoe Bay is nothing but extremely wealthy people. I mean, it looks like you're driving through Beverly Hills when you drive through Horseshoe Bay and Dripping Springs. And Horseshoe Bay is so close to Austin, the Austin area and everything, that, I mean, them putting their lights out is not going to do anything for their sky. It's just more, you know, goody-goody, you know, the goody-two-shoes who move here from other places and then try to change it into what they left and moan and complain about the things that Agenda 21 brings up because it all sounds good to them. You know, they're the ones who want to control and tell their neighbors what they can do. You know, your grass is a half an inch too high. I'm going to call code enforcement on you. You know, this is the kind of people that unfortunately are moving here, and the whole thing is changing. It is not a nice, quaint little country community anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. And we've been taken over, got it, and they're still there, and nobody sees it. And the people that see it, they go, what are you, crazy? Why don't we want this? You call this Agenda 21. Now it's Agenda 2030, and all it is a way to unify the entire planet. It's a good thing, right? We teach planning in the schools to 12-year-old kids, and they get out of school at 21, and they get to boss everybody around with, you know, codes. Who doesn't like codes? You know, you get a car, you get, you know, a little badge, and you could drive over to, well, a business, and you say, this, you're not up to code with your clipboard.
And we end up like the Bundy brothers. We end up like the Bundy brothers.
Well, there you go, then. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.